3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Weekly visit now. It is time for our visit with Matt Duchesne, courtesy of our friends at Two Rivers Ford. Matt is a member of the Two Rivers family. I know Dawn Davenport is too. She's got the day off. No days off for Matt. He joins us, though. Matt, always great checking in with you, man. How you doing? Are you sick of this rain like the rest of us?
Well, we just got back in town, so I'd say I'm sick of it already, though.
The other thing is, I know it's freezing cold when you go to a lot of these places that you go. I know you're in a bus and a hotel and you're at the rink and you're at all these things, but holy cow, it's been really cold on some of these Canadian visits recently, though.
Yeah, this visit was very mild, a lot warmer than, other than Winnipeg. Winnipeg was very cold,
yeah,
which it usually is. We call it winter peg for a reason, but the other spots are pretty good. Vancouver's always pretty mild. Vancouver's got similar weather to probably what's going on down here right now in terms of the temperature. It never rained, surprisingly, when we were there. I guess it had rained for 30-some days straight, though, and we got the 3 days it didn't. So, lucked out.
I think Vancouver is the most beautiful place I've ever been. And when I was there, I saw the biggest beaver that I've ever seen. And he was just doing some work like beavers do. You probably haven't seen any beavers there or wildlife of any sort, I wouldn't imagine. But that's one of my favorite places I've ever been. Where would you rank Vancouver just as far as a place to visit?
Well, first of all, I love how Canadian this conversation got.
I don't know. Granny might be a wild animal. That might count.
Yeah, we're talking about Vancouver and beavers, so that's great. Vancouver, I think, probably the nicest city in Canada. I think it's my favorite for sure. Montreal is pretty cool as well. It's very kind of European feeling, but tough to beat having the ocean and the mountains right there. And clean city. It's a little higher end and more populated than a lot of the other ones in Canada. Canada's population is so small compared to the U.S. that our cities are really, Toronto and Vancouver. Just don't move there because the real estate prices are jaw dropping. But Vancouver is amazing. Definitely, it's one of my favorite places to visit in the league for sure.
Yeah, beavers and all. It was a great start to the road trip, tough finish, and it ended in Vancouver. You win two and then you lose two.
Yeah, the first, it's funny, I think the worst game we probably played as a team was the Calgary game and we won. It's crazy. I thought we were great in Winnipeg, but Edmonton was probably our best game of our most complete game, and kind of a tough call there on Granny, coincidental call with McDavid to make it 4-on-4 rather than putting us on the power play. We would have got at least a point that game because it would have gone to at least overtime, you would think. So, and then Vancouver, kind of a weird one. They scored four goals, all of them were fluky, and for the most part, one was really nice on the power play. The other, I think every other one hit somebody, went in, or kind of had it was a seeing eye shot. And, that's how it goes sometimes. It's hard to put a finger on why it goes that way, but the guys showed a lot of resilience, working back. And had it not been for Markstrom, their goalie, I think we might have had the lead after two periods of the chances we had. So, we're kind of the same story. We're 4 points out with 3 or 4 games in hand. It's still in our control. And I think the biggest thing is just taking advantage of it while it is in our control, and just continuing to try and get everything firing on all cylinders. And it's been a strange year. It's been a really strange year.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like that as an individual and as a team. And thankfully we got to come home and play a huge game in front of our home crowd tomorrow night, and we're excited.
How big are these? You've got 6 games until before the trade deadline. I'm curious, fans are looking at that, trying to figure out if the Preds are buyers or sellers. Lots of fans around the league are in that boat. Media is talking about it. Do you guys spend any time on that, wondering what's going to happen in the next week and a half?
I think at this point, obviously we don't know what David's thinking. Obviously we hope we're buying, All of us will hope that, or tweaking at worst. But, you know, it's up to us at the same time, right? It's up to us to make him want to take a shot at it. And I mean, the teams that have won the Stanley Cup the last 2 years, the teams that have peaked at the right time. And our game is trending in the right direction. Sometimes the results don't follow like they should, but our game is trending in the right direction. Do I think we need something? No, I don't really think we need a piece or need to, you know, really make a change. I love our group, and I know all of us love our group. And on paper, you know, we haven't put on ice what we have on paper yet this year, but there's still time. And we're far from out of it. And at the end of the day, you just got to get in. You just got to get in the playoffs. Right. And you look at St. Louis last year. I mean, if there's any team to really emulate, and also this our team back in 2017, that was, you know, that I obviously wasn't here, but, you know, this team made the playoffs last week of the season and go all the way to the final. And they've made it through pretty, not, I would never say easily, because it's never easy, but they made it through with, you know, it wasn't close. It wasn't one of those things where they had to grind out some games and out a series and just, you know, they were definitely better than the first three teams they played. So, it's all about peaking at the right time. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we're able to do that.
Matt Duchene, our guest, as part of Hines' evaluation of the team, we're seeing ice time vary for some guys, including you, from game to game. As a veteran, what's that like? Is that a motivational thing, or is it just kind of part of the process? How do you view that?
It's tough. I mean, last game, five of us basically got benched, and just because, you know, and we talked about it with Hinesy today, and it felt like we were awful, but it was just we've been a little inconsistent. And the guys that he sent the message to are guys that need to drive the ship and be leaders and play and, you know, drive this team. And, you know, some nights we're doing it, some nights we're not. And like I said, it's been a weird year. You definitely take responsibility for your own game. For some reason, it's been hard to, you know, for the whole team and for us as individuals at times to really, you know, find that consistency. But it's time for that to be over. And I think it's all kind of the same for all of us. I think maybe we're worrying too much about the results rather than the process. And yeah. you know how it goes, right? The results are results of the process. And if you skip over that, you're not going to get what you want. And it could be a 5 to 10% tweak in your mindset and just some of the things you're doing on the ice. But that's the difference in this league between succeeding and not, or succeeding with flying colors and failing miserably, you know. So it's pretty amazing how fickle and how fine a line it is in this league. And I think all of us are, I know everybody in that room is trying to find it. I know that. That's definitely, we don't have one guy that's kind of going, whatever. I'll just, you know, we'll see what happens in the summer, coming next year. Not one guy's doing that, I can assure you that. And I know we all still believe. And yeah, the losses are low and the wins are high right now, but you know, we got 27 games. That's a ton of games, and it's not a ton all at the same time. You got to make them count. So I know all of us are regrouping, and we're on the same page as our coaching staff and our organization, and all of us are doing whatever we can, and we're working towards it. So that's going to be the ongoing theme.
I think you hit on something that's interesting psychologically, like trust the process instead of the result, which is easier, I think, when you're solidly in the playoffs with 27 to go, right? It becomes more of a challenge, I would think, when you're 4 points out.
Hey, whenever you're rolling as an individual and rolling as a team and you're playing, you know, for me, I haven't played my usual minutes very much this year because of how deep we are as a team and different guys stepping up on different nights. So it's totally understandable. And, you know, it's been hard to find consistency. So I'm one of those guys. I think most of the guys on the team, we don't have a ton of guys that have been consistent throughout the season. So guys, ice time's all over the map. And that can, you know, when all that's going on, it totally makes sense why it's that way. But when that's kind of that way, it's tough to really get a foothold and job is to produce. My job is to get points, score goals, and obviously you don't sacrifice the team game and the defensive side of the puck or anything of that nature, but my main thing is to do that. And I think, and I'm, you know, maybe I'm speaking too much for other guys as well, but a lot of the guys that's their job, we've struggled this year, and I think part of it could be just, you know, thinking about that end process, end thing, rather than, you know, just going out, having fun, working hard, and taking it one shift at a time. We're almost putting too much pressure on ourselves in that way. So, you know, sometimes you just got to get back to basics and almost play like when you were a kid. Just go out, work as hard as you possibly can, do the little things, and it should add up to, then the skill takes over. You know what I mean? You can't put the skill before the work and before the mindset. So, anyway, that's a long-winded answer, and hopefully that makes sense. But that's how tough it is in this league. Is, you know, there's a lot of pressure from ourselves, from our teammates, from our organization, and you know, at the end of the day, sometimes it doesn't, you don't register it properly. So I'm excited for tomorrow. I know we all are, and should be great.
Well, we can't thank you enough for these weekly visits,
yeah,
because
man,
you really offer some insight and some honest insight into what's going on, and we're certainly pulling for all of you guys, and certainly you personally, Matt. And you've got, as you said, you've got three big games coming up this week, and you've got the double dip this weekend. So let's go get 6 points.
Absolutely. Sounds good, guys.
Red Center, Matt Duchene on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Two Rivers Ford. Love where you buy your Ford.
How about that, dude?
Yeah.